Well, thank you, Barney and Vicky, again, for this time to share my heart and God's word with everybody tonight. And wow, the manifestations just kind of blew me away. So lately, guys, you know, I got to tell you, I've had a lot of time to think and, I guess, to ponder on things and to reflect on time to count my blessings. So tonight, I call this teaching tonight, Exhort an Honest, Earnest Effort. You guys remember an ad a few years back? It was on billboards, it was on buses, it was in subway stations, malls, perhaps even TV commercials. And the ad showed somebody with a white mustache, and it said, you got milk? And the mustache kind of indicated that they had milk, and it was good, and they were pretty satisfied. I'd like to see one that says, got God? And someone maybe with a big smile reading the word, and maybe something to magnify God's word. I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but anyway, that was just a thought I had. Like I say, I sit and I ponder a lot of things, but I got a question, and I'm sure it's going to be a big yes from everybody. You notice a difference lately in our world, in our society and culture, and just in everyday life? Things seem different. Not quite right. As I look back and I start thinking about it, I can see things started changing about maybe 20 years ago after 9/11 probably. Well, way before that, I'm sure. Things are always changing, but something was changing. It was not the kind of change that was in your face, but it was something shifting. Something was changing. You might say, was it my age? Am I just getting older? And it does help when you're getting older. It puts a new light on things, a new perspective, so to speak. But it was something else. We all look back and reflect on things. You know, we start remembering what it was maybe like without, we talk about what it was like without cell phones or computers and TVs. I don't know so much about without cars, because cars have always been around since I've been around, but radios, and we might get kind of nostalgic and start talking about the good old days. But this change I'm talking about seems to have slowly developed, not only with our politics and our government, but society, our culture, our kids and education, our values and our loyalty to God and country. We look around today and we see these things aren't really new. They might have, I guess, a new cover on them, say some new glitter, so to speak. Shiny things to keep you distracted, to keep your attention on things while other things are happening. You know, the old look over here trick, the old bait and switch. I'm sure you guys are getting my drift on what I'm trying to say. There's nothing new under the sun, but anything to keep your eye off what's truly important in life, to keep your eye off the prize. And what is important in life? I guess you can get a lot of different answers from a lot of different people. And we do get most of our information in this world on what's going on in the world from either our mainstream news or Yahoo, Google, different podcasts, and a few other forms of news media. Remember, it used to be the newspaper and the radio, or just word of mouth. I guess we could even go back to smoke signals or carbon in the rocks, but that was the only way to communicate and to know what was going on in the world at that time. Now, it's instantaneous. Technology has taken a fast train, or the fast track lately. So you want to be sure when we're listening to the right source. You don't want to be, so to speak, tossed to and fro from this guy and that guy. You want the most accurate information that's available, right? That's kind of a no-brainer. Now, I'm not sure where I heard this before, but I wrote it down on a little 3x5 card. And it says, people who watch the news and read the paper, they know what's going on in the world, but people who read the Bible, they know why. I know things are quite a bit different now today. You can know what's happening in the remotest part of the world in a split second with today's technology. The remotest part of the world, or the remotest part of the earth, is the outermost part of the world. And along with all this new technology we have, it comes a lot of responsibility. I know we can receive and we can use, you know, a lot of good, helpful, positive things. And of course, wonderful things with today's technology. But we got to beware, because there's also a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of lies floating around. And there's nothing new under the sun. And I'm sure this is something that we all see. And Jesus told us who the father of lies is. And John, he tells us that the devil is the father of the lies. And we know that the devil is the god of this world, and he's the top dog, the ruler, and the influencer of this world. And that seems to be a word that's being thrown around a lot lately here, influencer. Everybody wants to be an influencer. And we have so many means of information just constantly coming at us. So like I say, we want to be absolutely sure that the information we're receiving is accurate. It's true. We want to know what's false and what is true. What's your misinformation? What's genuine and what's counterfeit? What's right and what's wrong? And how do you know? How do you know that for sure? Well, the only way I know is believing and endeavoring to walk on the truth and the accuracy of God's word rightly divided. If we believe that this Bible we have in our hands is the word of God, then maybe we should treat it as our guidebook, just full of instructions on how to live that abundant life that Jesus Christ came to make available to all of us who believe. It shows us how to. Think of this. When you buy mostly anything in life, you get an instruction on how to receive or how to get the end result or the desired result of what you get. Just for instance, a bag of microwave popcorn. That's got instructions on it, right? The Hot Pocket. Even a cup of coffee from Mickey D's. It has instructions and a wanted sign indicating that you're taught. Could be dangerous, so be aware. Stay sharp so you don't scald yourself. All designed to help you. You see my point there? We all need instructions. We need an instruction book on life and how to navigate through life. And God made it available to us today at this very time. He gave us his word, his written word. Now here's some instructions that God gave to Paul and he wrote to Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now the NIV translates that same verse as, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, our worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. The Study Bible translates that same verse as, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. Jesus Christ reminded us what truth is. Tells us in John that thy word is truth. God's word is truth. Anything other than that, anything that contradicts the word, that's not the truth. Pretty simple, right? All these translations, though they're great, and they're good tools to help shed a broader light on things and maybe today's vernacular and the way we speak, it helps give us a better mind picture, better understanding. And we all know the old English can be a little bit challenged sometimes to understand certain words. But certain words might stand out that you want to know maybe a little bit more about and the real meaning of what's being said. And one of them words that always stood out to me over the years and has the same impact it's had the day that it gelled in my head, and it's that word study in 2 Timothy. You know, I used to immediately thought of, when I heard that word study, going to school, taking the test, really putting your head into the grindstone and something that's hard, not really enjoyable. That might sound silly to you, but that's how I thought of it. And if you don't know, you don't know. Boy, was I wrong. It's not so with God's word. We have so much available to us today. There's so much research that's been done, and we could search and we can look for ourselves, or just read what is written. We know that the King James Version was translated from the Greek, and that one word study is that Greek word of spoudazo. I love that word spoudazo. It's kind of a funny sounding word. It sounds like a, I don't know, an Italian pasta. But it means to exhort an earnest effort, to do diligence, to endeavor, to labor, to study. It's a pretty powerful word, and we're told to study. And all of God's word is powerful. His word is so powerful, it's quick, it's sharp, and any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God reminds us throughout his word how critical and important his word is to us. It's so important that he magnified it. He magnified his word even above his name. He enlarged it. He made it bigger. And we all know what it means to magnify something. We know what a magnifying glass does. It makes things bigger, clearer so we can see it. He tells us in Psalms 119 that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's God's word that guides us, no matter what. And I know there's so many verses that describe God's word in His word, and we are so blessed to be alive, living in such a time as this, and to see it and to recognize what's going on. I want to emphasize that word recognize, what God has made available to His kids, and we have so much available to us today. I know sure things sometimes, they can look bleak in this world and sometimes pretty dark. Almost hopeless sometimes with what we see, you know, with our physical eyes going on, and you can't help that. We just can't help it. It's in our face daily, be it politics, war, crime, health, all these different things that get thrown out at you, that they get thrown out at you in the world. But God, that's two of my favorite words in the Bible. But God, for His rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, that He quickened us up together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're already there, guys. I don't really know what that means or what that's like, but all I can say is, wow, it's been done. We've heard this. I know we've heard this so many times, and I know for me, I like to be reminded. I need to be reminded. Jesus didn't come here to condemn the world, but to save the world. Tells us that God did not send His Son to judge or to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him, because God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's just another verse that we've heard so many times, hundreds of times. But every time you hear it and you think about it, it has the same impact. I know you guys, we hear things sometimes and we start seeing things so often that they kind of lose their meaning. You know, like you drive past the same sign or the same billboard, same street light, same lights. And you know they're there, but you just become kind of numb or blind to them. Not so with God's word. Not with the word of God. When you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you know it, and that God's word is His will. And we can do what Christ did and live that more abundant life. Even in our old age, guys, there's no better feeling than giving back what you received. I'm talking about maybe your time, your understanding, maybe your knowledge and wisdom, compassion, your kindness, your patience, all the attributes of someone living with the love of God in their hearts in evidence. In other words, we stand on the truth of God's word and what we believe. We don't just read the Bible to quote it. We read it to do it so we can live and do what it says. Our instruction manual, our roadmap, so to speak. Where else are we going to get our information from? The news, the TV, Google, Facebook, or some other app? You know, God's word's been standing for a long time. No other book has stood the test of time. 66 books that encourage you, guide you, edify, and instruct us on how to live our lives. How to live life worth living. Not just for the moment, but how to live abundant life, filled with all the blessings that God has offered. Again, I keep remembering that wonderful verse of Scripture, 2 Timothy 2. Take time, look, and just exhort that honest effort. Just do it. Like we said in the beginning, the Bible, the Word of God, it's our instruction manual. It's our how to live life to the fullest, guys. 2 Timothy 3 gives us some instructions and some more guidance on what the Word of God is good for and what its purpose. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, which is right believing. It's a how-to book, not a do-it-yourself book, but a how to live a more abundant life after you believe Romans 10, that God raised His only begotten Son to eternal life. Verse 11 says that Romans 10 says, anyone who believes in Him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between the Jew or the Gentile. That goes for black, white, brown, Baptist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you are. For the same Lord is Lord over all, and richly blesses all who call on Him. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's pretty easy to understand. No need to go to theological school or Bible school to understand. Just be a believer. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't poo-pooing on going to Bible school or theological school. But we definitely want to pay attention to who we're listening to And I'm sure we all got people out there who we trust and respect, wonderful men and women of God who teach the Word of God. And we listen to them, and we want to pay attention to who, what, and what we're listening to. We live to serve and lead by example. But we want to be careful, like I say, what shapes our believing. I know every movie we watch and every song we play, every person we hang out with, everything we talk about, slowly, quietly, but surely, is shaping us. And we want to be aware. We all go through things in life, guys. I know to challenge us, and there are times when everything's going great. You're just tooling along in life. Everything's running good as it should be. No major problems. Then maybe it seems like from nowhere. Here it comes. We're going to call it the storm. Stuff happens. Perhaps it's our health issues come up, or maybe it's financial problems, relationship issues, you name it. It has probably been thrown at one of you. But guess what? We have a guide, an instruction manual, a roadmap, so to speak, to help us navigate through this life, how to deal with whatever gets thrown at us. How else are we going to know unless we exhort in earnest effort? Whatever name we choose to call it, it's still God's word, and it's a life we choose to live. It's eternal life, and we do it by our own free will. Well, guys, I'm going to say that's about what I wanted to share tonight. So I want to thank you all, and that's what, like I say, that's what I wanted to share. This is stuff I say, like I know you've all heard this before, but I need to be reminded. I need to hear it from time to time on some simple, basic, foundational principles of what God's Word says. So, thank you, Bonnie and Vicki. Thank you for everyone on the line tonight. It's a blessing, like I say, every time I get to share God's Word. So, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I come to you tonight, Father, and I say thank you. Father, I ain't got any words to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do, you've done, and that you continue to do for us. I thank you for nights like this, Father, to where we can gather around your word, we can open up our hearts and share. Father, I thank you for everybody tonight that's on the line. I lift them up to you, God. I thank you for any issues they have, any problems they have, any health issues. Father, you take care of them. Father, just bless their lives. Watch over them. Keep them in the palms of your hands. And like I say, Father, we also lift up our country tonight to you and say a prayer for all our leaders out there, for them to make the right decisions. Father, for them to listen to you, for them to base all the decisions and all the things that they have to do, Father, on the truth and the accuracy of your word. It's as simple as that, God. We just thank you for walking with them, talking with them, and showing them things that only you can. So, Father, I just thank you once again for this night. I thank you, God, for your goodness, your graciousness, your compassion, your mercy, your kindness. I don't have enough adjectives to say, God. So I just thank you once again, Father, for all you've done for us, and like I say, that you continue to do in our lives. And I thank you for all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.